the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagon. Brad the McNoise Evans here, joined by the good son Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And we mercifully crowned a champion last night in the NBA in a snooze fest of a finals. A gentleman sweep achieved by Boston to get their 18th franchise championship in that proud organization's history. So that is now a sport on the back burner. We look ahead, and the best way to do it is honk, honk, hop aboard the Plus Bus here on this Tuesday. What plus 100 odds or greater wager has caught your eye, mi amigo?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna tease the lovely listeners. I'm going to give you my favorite my favorite plus odds thing, because that's what the Plus Bus is all about. It's supposed to be our favorite. It's supposed to be our favorite. Okay. However, coming up in bonus time, Brad, I will have what I think we could refer to as the drunk bus. And that is my biggest plus odds favorite of the day.
Oh, that's
and
a
tease. I'm talking cash for days if this one hits.
All right.
So let me start off a little simpler. Let's get to the other series that I think is going to end tonight, and that is the Stanley Cup Final. I do believe the Florida Panthers and their little plastic rats will be hoisting the cup, finally, for the Florida Panthers. I think that will get done this evening, and I'm going to go with Matthew Tkachuk to have an anytime goal this evening. This is a really nice payday, by the way, from BetMGM. The reason I say that is because over at DraftKings, this is plus 185. So you're pulling in another 35 cents by bouncing over to BetMGM instead at a plus 220. Reason that I like this one, five straight, we're going all the way back to previous playoffs, five straight series in the postseason, Matthew Tkachuk has scored at least once. You know what he hasn't done so far here in the final? Scored.
Yeah.
I just believe this is one of those things that it's just going to come around. He's around the puck way too much. I think the Florida Panthers are going to try to make things as difficult as possible between the pipes for Edmonton this evening. And by doing that, by trying to fire off as many shots as they can. I also think, by the way, that Edmonton's going to do that to Bobrovsky as well. If you want to look at his saves prop, I would take the over on it. But when it comes to a nice plus odds, I think Tkachuk will finally break the ice, pun intended, and find his goal, and it'll be six straight series that he's done it. And like I said, this one's over. Florida can win it at home. They can dance around, hoist the cup, and mercifully, two of the worst summer finals that we have ever had in basketball and hockey will come to a screeching halt, and we can pay attention to baseball instead, which for you and I is really painful because you like the Cubs and I like the Rockies.
Oh, yes, I am a masochist, to say the least. Let's talk about my Cubs suck syndrome that I'm suffering from right now, dragging down the spirits, to say the least. Yet again, last night, a clear-cut example of Hector Neris coming to the game. Cubs had a comfortable 6-3 lead late against the Giants, and what'd they do? Oh, yeah, they gave up a walk-off home run and the big fat L at Wrigley Field. So that kind of plays a factor where I'm going here on my plus-plus wager. Give me the under on the first three innings total in Giants and Cubs. That number standing at 2.5 at a plus 120. Yeah, I worked the shoulders to get seduced by the juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Yes, folks, I understand. It's blazing hot outside in the city of Chicago today. Tim's expected to be in the low 90s upon first pitch, and the wind is also expected to be blowing out between 14 to 16 miles an hour. Normally, you would say, oh my God, bet the over all day on everything at Wrigley Field, but the Cubs have had a couple of back-to-back games in which the wind was howling out, and the runs really didn't pile up, except last night until late, and the game before that against the Lou, they lost 2-1. So I think Giants and Cubs with a pair of aces on the bump and Justin Steele and also Logan Webb will fall short of three total runs over the first three innings. Let me give you some additional evidence to back that up. Webb, first time through the opposition order, only has a 1.91 ERA. It really relies on a sinker ball, and that generates a shit ton of ground ball outs, which can mitigate any impacts there of the cool breeze along the lake. Meanwhile, Justin Steele, 1.71 ERA. First time through the order as well. So Knowing that, knowing too, the Cubs just really on the struggle bus right now offensively. They can't score with a damn here over the first five innings, really, the last several weeks running. In fact, if you want to bet on the under first five, I don't mind that either, as the Cubs have hit the under on that prop in nine of their last 10 games. So more sorrowful results likely on the north side. This is why I drink, folks. Giants and Cubs could be a string of donuts through the first three innings. At least I'm hoping. Fingers and toes crossed. Give me the under. 2.5 runs up through the first three and a plus 120 juice at DraftKings with those bets on the board on this Tuesday edition of the Fade 5. Let's get after it again. Indeed, with that Fade 5.
Number 5.
Let's see if Lundy knows this name in the WNBA. There is basketball still going on, and I tell you, the ladies' game right now is a joy to bet on. I cashed yesterday on a nice little prop. If you have been reading some of my musings there on the gaming juice, and I wrote about this as well in my feature right here. Sabrina Ionescu, former Oregon Quacker, giving the over 20.5 on her PRA. That's points plus rebounds plus assists. She's taking on the Phoenix Mercury, and it's a light juice, just minus 105 there. And I pulled this at FanDuel Sportsbook. Ionescu did this already against Phoenix earlier this season. Back on May 29th, she had 22-6-9. That's 37 in total. Talk about slam dunking the over on that PRA. And she's also done this somewhat consistently here of late. In fact, she's gone over this in three of her last six games. You look at Phoenix, drags the keg in multiple categories defensively. They've given up the fourth most opponent points per game, 85.3. The second most opponent assists per game at 21.2. And the most opponent rebounds per game at 36.6. And on top of that, they relish a fast pace, the second fastest pace and all of the W. So pulled all together, Sabrina Ionescu, numero cinco here with the Fade 5. Give me the over. 28.5 PRA against the PHX at a minus 105 at FanDuel. Lundy, Fader, follow.
You've done this like in every pod lately. You're just starting off with the WNBA. I think you're doing it just to be a jerk to me. You're like, you know what I'm going to do? Hey guys,
I have fallen.
Watch this. I'm gonna get Lundy to bet on the watch this, guys. I'm gonna get Lundy to bet on the WNBA. Okay, sure. I mean,
I love betting on the W right now, Lundy.
Is it on the spreadsheet? Have you started
No. And the reason why is this. The reason why, there's a fine explanation for it, because people have been asking me, hey, can you add the W to the spreadsheet? Well, yes. The only picks I make are the ones I write about. So just read the column at the Gaming Juice, and there you go.
Yeah, I'm too lazy for that. I need you to put it on the spreadsheet, bro. I need you to, if it's not, look, as far as I'm concerned, it's not on the spreadsheet. Didn't really happen. Okay?
It happened.
Plus, I need to know whether or not whoever it is that you're betting on in the WNBA is actually hitting or not. I need to know if you get on a heater. Like, you've been doing really well in baseball.
I track my record in the column, you jerk. I think I'm 4-4 up over a unit on the season. There you go.
All right. I'm sure. I mean, you know. Folks, don't get me wrong. I actually really enjoy the WNBA and the games that are being played. I just don't bet on it. I mean, just so you guys can understand, I just want to make sure you know. So if he says take the over on Ionescu, I mean, I'm already biased because she's a duck. So, yeah. You know, I probably would fade you just on principle alone. But like I've said, if Brad's going to follow me on hockey, you follow him on WNBA.
Oh, known as a triple-double queen at the collegiate level, she's going to flirt with that achievement tonight. Bring it home, Sabrina.
Number 4.
All right, Newmark Watcher, we're here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the world of Major League Baseball. Let's go down to the Dirty South at a game that's going to be played in Miami in front of a capacity crowd of maybe 650. That is Marlins against the St. Louis Cardinals. And let's talk about the guy that is table setting atop that Miami lineup. Jazz Chisholm, give me the over on 1.5. HRR, also affectionately known as Her, taking on Lance Lynn of the STL. Why am I digging in on this prop? Well, it's only minus 110 juice there at BetMGM, and usually on the HRRs, you get it between like minus 140 all the way up to like minus 180 when a matchup is favorable, and it certainly is the case for Chisholm, so I think it's a nice value here. He has done this, Lundy, in 5 of his last 8 games. Over the last 7 days, he's batting a ridiculous 455, and against Lance Lynn in his career, 4-for-6. With a home run and 3 ribbies. And on top of that, too, Lance Lynn has the last couple of turns of rotation. Ghastly 7.56 ERA. He has been lit up. So given the history, given the scorching hot bat of Chisholm, and given the fact, too, the guy has Jazz as his first name. Let's play that saxophone very slowly, baby. Banonka, nonka, nonka. Jazz Chisholm over 1.5 on the Her or HRR against Lance Lynn. The Cardinals minus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Are you breaking out the Kenny G here? This is pretty good. I like this.
You're really
rocking like a little soprano sax, little deep bring in, little Barry White vocals over the top of it.
Hey, girl.
Here, I look at you. Look, he's on a great hitting streak right now. What, 6 games in a row? And I think you just continue to ride that. You go up against St. Louis. He's at home. You put it all together. Look, sometimes the best thing you can do from a betting standpoint is find the best guy on one of the worst teams. And that's actually, that plays into what we're going to talk about when we're coming up here in bonus time. But I really like this one. Been on a little bit of an HRR kick myself. Had a very profitable Friday and Saturday, which is good because I mostly don't remember Friday and Saturday because I was at concerts both nights. So the fact that I would wake up the next day and I'm like, you know, I should probably check and see what stupid bets I made while I was hammered. And apparently I need to do that more often because life was pretty good to me, as Joe Walsh would say. So I like that. I love these HRR bets. Go find these guys that are hot, that are driving in some ribbies or that are touching home plate by themselves. You can cash yourself a nice ticket.
Pour yourself a glass of vino, take a little plop, and crank the smooth jazz, baby.
Numero tres
here on the Feed 5 Tuesday edition of the Countdown. Let's get nasty with Nestor Cortez. Give it the over 17.5 outs and a home battle and a big one against the Baltimore Orioles at a minus 105 lighter juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. The reason why this is a lighter juice is that Cortez has hit the under on 17.5 outs in 4 of his last 5 starts. On top of that, Baltimore is number 3 in all of Major League Baseball and weighted runs created over the last couple of weeks, and number 5 in that category on the road. On top of that, too, they're inside the top 10 in WRC Plus against southpaw pitchers. Still, I'm not going to fade Cortez out of Yankee Stadium. 1.77 home ERA with an extraordinary 7.33 strikeout to walk split. That is utterly insane. He has gone over this as well in 5 of his last 7 home starts. I think the trend will be thy friend given the venue in which he's going to be toeing the rubber. So putting it all together, get nasty, Nestor Cortez, with that over 17.5 outs against the O's. Minus 105 at DraftKings. A Lundy, does Nestor complete 6 innings? Fade or follow?
I will fade you on this one. And this is entirely a TYG on my part. Trust your gut. I think you gave the right logic behind it. However, I do think in this matchup, he does not make it to the full. And I think we're going to be close. But I'm going to fade you on this one. I say Cortez gets a little bit of the hook on the early side of things. Just because, look, the Yankees need to be able to win this one, right? I mean, you look at the way the standings are, and I know we're only sitting here in June, but these are these games that matter. These are the ones that come back to haunt you. And after the weekend in Boston, now you turn around, they're taking on Baltimore. I think this is one in the AL East that they want to be able to win. And if they see the slightest little chink in the armor from Cortez, I think you see them go ahead and take advantage of the fact that they had the off day. And you go to that bullpen, you get yourself the dub, and you're happy. So I'm going to fade you just a little bit of a TYG, but I also think the way this game could play out, I could see them pulling him out early to make sure that they can get to a what should be a rested bullpen, shut down Baltimore, get a victory to start off this series.
Hey, if you hate my analysis, there are more opportunities to fade me and our outstanding crew at The Gaming Juice. Go there right now, thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free. I have no sticking excuse. I'm rolling out all kinds of content across the smorgasbord of sports. We even got soccer content from Nate Jacobson, who is following the Euro live and in person across the pond right now. Big fan of Germany, he is. Joe Lago or EIC cranking out some boxing content. He's going to have some action in Wimbledon when that gets fired up next month. We got Major League Baseball. We had the NBA. I cranked out another piece in the WNBA today. Lundy's got his NHL picks available there. And so much more. Even NFL season preview betting content and fantasy football ranks all available right now at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade at Five countdown. Let's get a little SGPX involved here. NC-17 rating on this because the juice is downright sexy. Simple little three-legger. And Lundy, I know you're going to be down with the front end of this at least. Give the LA Dodgers on the money line in the Mile High City, taking on the Pebbles. And I say the Dodgers score at least four runs as well. That's the SGP part. The X part that comes in. Alec Marsh of the Kansas City Royals going to O-Town to take on Hogan Harris and the Oakland A's. I say he punches out at least six athletics or D-minuses in this game. All three of those legs hit. To recap, L.A. money line. L.A. four more runs. Marsh, six or more Ks. A cool plus 138 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I like the Dodgers? Well, it's Colorado. A, you kind of have me there. Walker Buehler on the bump for the visiting franchise. They're a team that should be able to win this game. Colorado is rubbish. Number 26 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. The Dodgers, meanwhile, number four in that category. Buehler's been a bit of a rocky road this year, but hopefully give me five good innings. And if he does that, limits the damage, I think he'll have a nice, handsome lead in this game that the Dodgers will not relinquish in relief. So I believe they will get the dub. Meanwhile, will LA score four more runs? Well, they've done it in three of their last four games. A team as well that is 3-1 straight up against the Rockies this season. Shohei Ohtani, a whole bunch of crooked numbers in the box score, probably yet again going to happen. Freddie Freeman, what do you have? Like five walks? Which is utterly insane. So the OBP is going to be high. I think the Dodgers, even without Mookie Betts, out with that fractured wrist, going to be piling up the runs in this one. So, again, L.A., money line, L.A., four more runs. And then the reason why I like Alec Marsh is strike out at least six, Lundy. He's facing the A's, and the Athletics have the highest strikeout percentage of any team in the bigs over the last couple of weeks, and that number is sitting at 26.6%. He's been a decent pitcher on the road, 3.68 ERA, and also a 4.00 walks or strikeout to walk split in those away matchups. And he's hit the over on the needed strikeouts in five of his last seven games at an 8.59, higher K per nine, interestingly enough, on the road than at home. So put all together on the SGPX. Numero dos here on the Fade 5. Dodgers, money line. Dodgers, four more runs. And Alec Marsh, six or more punch-outs against Oakland, plus 138 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Well, I mean, you know, we already have talked about Oakland. The first part of this is pretty easy. The Dodgers should be able to take care of business, much the way they did last night. And yeah, you're going to see four. The crazy part is outside of the games that are being played indoors today, the coolest temperatures are actually going to be here in Denver.
Wow.
Yeah. It's only going to be about 75 at game time.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so it's a great one. Now it was, you know, as my grandmother used to say, hotter than Hades here the last couple of days. So that's what the rest of the nation is now enjoying as it continues to move across the continent. But here in Denver, it's going to be nice and cool and comfortable, and I think that'll play into the Dodgers getting on the scoreboard. Marsh 6K, sure, why not? Like this one plus 138, good payday.
Oh, unless you're in Denver, crank the AC, pour yourself a fine ale, and watch this sucker cash on the late night tip.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. You guys know I love the outs props, and let's go back to the Cubs suck syndrome that I am suffering from. I got to fade my guys. Leg numero uno, give me Logan Webb over 17 and a half outs. I can't believe the number is this low. Usually it's at 18 and a half. That's leg number one. Leg numero dos, Framber Valdez. I say he goes exactly the same number, over 17 and a half outs against who? Oh, what a quinky dink. Another Chicago team, the Southsiders, the White Sox. You put Webb over 17 and a half outs against the Northsiders, Valdez over 17 and a half outs against the Southsiders on the Chicago special, and it's a full fade, plus 118 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background here. Webb has done this in five of his last seven starts. The road ERA a little bit higher than at home, 3.77 away from the Bay, but a handsome 3.29 strikeout to walk split, and a guy that really, again, relies on that sinker. Again, the wind is blowing straight out tonight, 15 or so miles per hour. Be able to induce some weak contact and mitigate those meteorological impacts, I feel like, as a team that is, frankly, just not scoring a ton of runs. And then meanwhile, you look at the White Sox. Yeah, they're performing better offensively. Number 15 in WRC plus the last couple of games. But you look at Valdez. He has done this in five of his last seven starts. He'd erase out the four on the road. Pretty decent strikeout to walk split as well. All I need is six innings. And I think that leg will also cash. So to recap, numero uno here on the Fade 5. All the spidey senses are tingling for Logan Webb on the over 17 and a half outs. And I believe Valdez will do the same on that over 17 and a half outs against the North and South Siders, plus 118 to DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
He's just picking on Chicago. See what he's doing to you guys there in the Windy City? He's just picking. That doesn't matter. If you can cash, you can cash. Like both of these, they should be able to last, get to that six-inning mark. Just because, again, we're talking about opponents. Obviously, Valdez has to be able to do it on the road. Never really a fan of trying to have too much faith in pitchers on the road, but it's the White Sox. get to the dugout in between innings, like get the little AC blowing, get a little, sit on an ice pack or something. It's going to be hot
in a big part of the country.
I'm enjoying it here in Denver because it's finally cooling off after the ridiculousness we've had. But the rest of the country, it's going to be a little warm. If you're actually going to go out and enjoy some of the baseball this evening, hydrate, people. Hydrate.
Yeah, hopefully this prop will not be a little too late parlay. Very sweaty, to say the least. Where else are we going to pull up in all the wrong places? Well, it's bonus time. Lundy, you got the floor. What do you have for me? And please give me some of those sweat-free bets.
I don't know about sweat free. We're certainly going to try though. Let me go back to the ice real quick here for game five. I want to throw this one out there. I kind of mentioned it off the top. Give me the over on Sergei Bobrovsky's saves at 25 and a half, which at DraftKings right now is even money plus 100 to take the over on that one. As good as Bobby is, if you look at the first four games of this series, Edmonton has gone over the total in terms of the shots, which means Bobrovsky has gone over on the saves total in two of them. But the third one he would have, remember they yanked him in game four because Edmonton was en fuego. They're scoring all over the place. Might as well rest the guy, because if you basically go and look at the combined total of the two goaltenders in game four in Edmonton, it was 27. All right. The only reason that Bobby was below that was because he got pulled. So you're looking at even money to go over on the 25 and a half saves. I like that. I think it's the only way that Edmonton can manage to keep this game close and to somehow extend this series tonight in South Florida is if they can pepper him with shots and hope that something sneaks through that's not supposed to. So take the over at the plus money at plus 100. Also, if you're somebody that believes that maybe the hockey writers and the voters might ignore the fact that he was pulled in game four, remember, Bobrovsky has been the odds-on favorite for the Conn Smythe trophy. But after game four's performance, even money. for him to be. It's him and Barkov. Those are the two favorites. Alexander Barkov is also at plus 100. Sergei Bobrovsky is also at plus 100. I still think they're going to give it to Bobby because basically Florida has found a way to shut down Connor McDavid and company. And I think that is where the voters are going to lean when it comes to the Conn Smythe if it gets handed out this evening. So we'll see. But both of those bets are available to you at plus 100. And that, again, is over at DraftKings. An SGP for you, pretty simple one, as a matter of fact. Let's go back to the Bronx. We were talking about that earlier. This is just a simple three-legger, and if you play it right now at Caesars, you got yourself a plus 143 payout. This is a pretty sexy one. I need Adley Rutschman to have a hit. That's all I need. I need Giancarlo Stanton to do the same thing, a hit, and then I'm bringing the total in the game down from 9 to 6.5 and playing the over. So I need 7 runs to be scored, and I need Rutschman and Stanton to each wind up with a hit. Doesn't have to be total bases or anything, just need a hit. And again, over at Caesars right now, plus 143 on that one. Stanton, I like him at home. He's on a 5-game hitting streak right now. The only thing you got to be careful of is in those 5 games, he's also got 10 strikeouts. However, he has reached safely in 5 straight games. Then looking over at Adley Rutschman, he has a great history.
Yes,
against
he does.
Nestor Cortez, 533 lifetime against him. That's an 8-for-15 streak for him in terms of his hits, and 7 of those 8 are singles, which is why you can't really play him to have a single because it's juiced to like minus 145. So it doesn't do you any good to do that. So that's why I decided to go SGP route. So again, recap quickly, Stanton for a hit, Rutschman for a hit, at least 7 runs to be scored in the game. You get that at plus 143 over at Caesars. And then I told you I had a big time payout that I am going to be playing this evening. Oh, give me the sexy bearded one. Give me Charlie Blackman. Folks, he is plus 550 at DraftKings for a home run. But oh, wait a moment. He's plus 750
what?
At BetMGM.
Wow.
Plus 750 at BetMGM. Okay. That is, like we like to say, redonkadonk, okay? Obviously, because it is a divisional matchup between the Dodgers and the Rockies here in Denver this evening, there is a big-time history between Charlie Blackman and Walker Buehler, however the hell you want to pronounce it. But the nice thing is that Charlie owns a 360 lifetime average against him, and included in there are a couple of home runs. And this season, Blackman is hitting 77 points better at home than he is on the road. I'm just going to put it all together. If you want to play Charlie on the total bases prop, you can, but you're going to pay some juice on it. So maybe you want to go like a unit on the total bases for Charlie because he's more than capable of doing it. Again, the weather is going to be nice, but not too hot. Doesn't matter because of the altitude. But at a plus 750 for him to go yard this evening, giddy up, Charlie. I don't know what you got hiding in your beard there. It could be like a sub sandwich. But whatever works for you, buddy, I need you to send one over the scoreboard in right field, and we're going to cash at plus 750. Folks, I think it's worth sprinkling, I don't know, a quarter unit, something like that, especially at 200 points higher at BetMGM than it is at DraftKings. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, that's sensational fire there on Mr. Blackman. Good call, my friend. Let's go to the team. Hymus, parlay play of the day. Again, a Major League Baseball. Let's go to Land of Pierogies in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In a Quaker State battle, we're taking on, we got the Cincinnati Reds, of course, represent Ohio, going against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So this little three-leg SGP, come with me if you're buying what I am selling. Leg numero, give me the lefty, Nick Lodolo, to go 6 innings. Give me the over 17.5 outs. Leg numero dos. Let's go with the unrelated strategy. Brian Reynolds to get a hit. Kind of fool the algo there. And then leg numero tres. We're going to jack the total way up to 13.5 as Bailey Falter is going to be on the bump for Pittsburgh. Actually pitched really well, unlike his last name may indicate. But on the under on the old total, 13.5. So Lodolo on the first leg, over 17 and a half outs. A little bit of a background on that. He's got a 2.55 road ERA this season, 2.31 ERA in his last four turns in the rotation. He's been over 17 and a half outs and five of his last seven starts. And Pittsburgh's just kind of middle of the pack in WRC Plus, number 16 in that category the last couple of weeks, and against LHPs this season at number 17. I think Lodolo will survive six innings and hit on leg numero uno. Leg numero dos, Brian Reynolds to get a hit. He has got a hit in all 17 games this month. In June, a guy that's batting 345, quite a robust batting average over the last 15 days, and he is 2-for-6 lifetime against Nick Lodolo. And his batting average allowed to left-handed hitters, Lodolo's 43 points higher compared to right-handed hitters. So that lefty-on-lefty matchup, Reynolds to Lodolo, I think Reynolds will win at least one of those. And leg number three, something under 13.5. I jacked it way up, so building a little cushion here to avoid any kind of pushing. Yeah, both these teams inside at the top 16 WRC plus the last couple of games. But Pittsburgh averaging 4.67 runs per game during that stretch. Cincinnati, 5. Exactly. So you pull that together, it's a net average of 9.67, 13.5. Okay, you could total 10 runs, total 11 runs. Hell, you could total 13. And yar, shiver me timbers. Captain Hood comes to play, and we still win. So to recap, the team went most parlay play of the day. Lodolo over 17 and a half outs. Brian Reynolds to get a hit. And the game total under 13 and a half on that alt line. Plus 250. Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there. At BetMGM. Elsewhere, about his time. Lundy, I think it's back-to-back jacks for Rafael Devers. Give me him for a home run at plus 400 against the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Bassett Hound.
Oof. Yes.
That really earned his snossages. Bassett's only given up a 0.80 home run per nine mark this season, 36.4 hard hit rate. Those are decent numbers, but Devers usually hits homers in bunches. We saw it earlier this season. He hit one last night. Could be more of the same. 3-for-8 lifetime. And of those three hits allowed by Bassett to Devers, two have been for long bombs to go along
with. Oh, and by the way, if you like it, the other hit is a double. So he's got three hits lifetime against Bassett, and they're all extra bases.
Yeah, there you go. So maybe you want to get a little HRR, a little her, and parlay that with something else. You could, but I think he's going to hit a home run. Guys, about 294 in the month of June, and a player to the 273. That's a bit ridiculous. ISO mark on the season. He's got four homers over last or this month. So I think he's going to tack on to that total plus 400 there at BetMGM. Baltimore and the Yankees. I'll just take the standard under in that game. Now, Lundy took the total down to 6.5 and taking the over. So maybe, we're both going to hit this if we were to middle this. Why the hell not? I think it's going to go under the 9 total runs. I think Nestor Cortez, I mentioned, outstanding sub 2.00 ERA. Inside Yankee Stadium, I know Baltimore is white hot offensively, and really the Yankees are as well. Both those teams inside the top 10 WRC plus the last couple of weeks. New York has only gone over, though, in four of their last 10 games. Baltimore has gone over in six of their last 10. So, again, it's all about the pitching mashup. Suarez has been decent for the O's. I think this thing will stay under the 9. Strong bullpen play as well by both franchises. So I'll take that at a standard minus 110 juice. And I think that's it. I've exhausted all of my plays today. And I think it's a great call, by the way, on Adley Rutschman. I really like that one.
Really like Adley. I mean, like, if you're looking, like, I hit a great parlay last night, had a 5 leg, just needed a hit out of 5 different guys. And I'm probably going to see if I can ride the heat because that was a plus 507 payout last night. So I'm going to try to see if I can stay with the heater with that one. Adley's a guy that I would absolutely make sure is a part of any hit parlay that you're trying to do this evening. I just think he'll find a way somehow. And again, of his 8 hits, 7 of them are singles. So it may not be sexy, but we just need him to get on base. And then we are rocking and rolling. And yeah, let's try to see if we can middle that one. Baltimore scored at least 3 runs in 11 straight games.
How about taking the HRR Adley Rutschman and pairing that with the HRR on Rafael Devers? That's sure to be plus money. I have no idea what it is, but craft that sucker right now and drop us a rating and a review here on the Feed 5 podcast. Also feed or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevo. Sign up for free right now at thegamingjuice.com. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.